From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have prompted China to step up its regional diplomacy. Beijing is calling for an emergency meeting of the six parties involved in talks on North Korean nuclear disarmament. The Chinese proposal follows North Korea's attack on a South Korean island. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, South Korea has reportedly snubbed the idea.
As war games between the U.S. and South Korea get underway, China is trying to act as the diplomatic broker to prevent tensions escalating further. In a hastily organized press conference, Deputy Foreign Minister Wu Dawei proposed emergency consultations among the six-party powers in early December. But Yonhap News Agency reported that South Korea's presidential spokesman says now is not the time to discuss the resumption of six-party talks. In South Korea, officials have ordered journalists to leave Yeonpyeong Island, the site of the North Korean attack on Monday. This followed renewed North Korean threats of retaliation and another burst of artillery fire heard on the island. The South Korean media has reported that North Korea has deployed surface-to-air missiles on launch pads near the Yellow Sea. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
In Brazil, police are moving to take control of one of Rio de Janeiro's most dangerous slums. The police are being backed by Brazilian soldiers, helicopters, and armored vehicles. The Associated Press is reporting that police have taken control, meeting less resistance from hundreds of gang members than they expected. Authorities cast the battle as part of a larger effort to stamp out violence ahead of the Olympic Games in 2016. The State Department is warning the online whistleblower WikiLeaks against releasing additional classified documents. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the Obama administration is warning such a move would put countless lives at risk.
State Department legal adviser Harold Koh warns in a letter to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and his lawyer that releasing the information could threaten counterterrorism operations worldwide and jeopardize American relations with its allies. The State Department released the letter late yesterday, underscoring its monumental concerns over the damage that could be done if the documents are published. Some of the documents apparently offer fairly candid assessments of various government leaders and governments. Koh tells Assange that publishing the documents would be illegal and demands that he halt any plans to do so. The government says Assange inquired about the safety of people named in the cables. The letter states that the U.S. government would not help WikiLeaks try to scrub the cables that possibly put sources and intelligence-gathering methods at risk. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says President Obama was aware of the FBI operation involving a Somali-born teenager in Oregon. The 19-year-old is accused of trying to carry out a terrorist attack. He was arrested Friday night in Portland after a long-term sting operation and is due in court tomorrow. You're listening to NPR News. After a nighttime curfew, voters in the West African nation of Ivory Coast are casting ballots in a presidential runoff. NPR's Afebe Quist-Arkton reports from Abidjan that at least three people were shot dead by police on the eve of the decisive election, despite calls for calm.
The tight presidential race in Ivory Coast is meant to end years of political turbulence and economic stagnation in the world's top cocoa exporter. Voters can choose between incumbent president and former history professor Laurent Gbagbo or respected economist and former prime minister Alassane Ouattara in the first election in a decade. Experts say the vote is too close to call. The campaign rekindled simmering tensions in Ivory Coast, which was split between North and South by a 2002-2003 civil war. There are doubts whether enough supporters of the candidate who placed third in the first round will follow a directive to vote for Ouattara, who hails from the mainly Muslim North and has been accused of backing the rebellion. Afebe Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
NATO says the leader of a Pakistan-based Taliban faction closely tied to al-Qaeda has been captured. NATO says the militant is from the Haqqani network and that he was picked up Thursday in the eastern Afghan province of Khost. The capture brings a number of senior Haqqani leaders captured or killed this month to 20. There's no word yet on what caused a Russian-made cargo plane to crash and burn shortly after taking off from Karachi, Pakistan. The crash today killed all eight Russian crew members on board and injured at least one person on the ground. The plane was bound for Sudan when it went down in an upscale housing complex, but most of the homes were under construction and believed to be unoccupied. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.